Ja, tjus dementlarunga, tulksam pilhunga. Tuossa vaihkutuksen kannattavallatni, juhtun kannattavalla pikatahto, mumihtisten kantumukka asekalun. Akkutavai, kankuta juuja amtnikka, ajakulutin avakunna, tjuulemtnikka, alhkutlut, illaita paifkuluki, tjaliya, Anam jahlujiya, jiuqlinqlhout, jiuqlid, jali jiuqligaludin imgunik, angu yawt duulgan. Tool hillid, gyan yaggeagami, 5 years aglo, danglashoqa angu gogagululuni. Аккеэрмиунил киуккуни аккуни чиоқлиитни ангууллумтни чиоқлиуннерулууни гайлкеруксу уксуямлх таллхоомун эруклуу гейбораалартак нан гаорахкан май атқысти илаақарпутта арнаулунитта Jalisu Tauna Anam Jinkhtok Ukununakirmunun Kingu Miyuinun Si Imkununokunun Chulernuminun Tri Namas Hosini Angu Yachut Kaulun Tangarulu Kwayaglukunukasperosun Nukasperhsan honik läsvora siini luuten katakaluku angu jagnu nokkun. Agumakka kanam tsehtan. Toosu, Grand Monks honga toh tungaksek nganaku man ayu kutsu. Taum agnasaga malh koolas honga matum gnunam nagyagamt nagpisokuyagaan. Tammavutlu piaganik apahtoklo kiinga mikngamat kisngaituk lalhoiakanka tauam maaitki kualaganka kanohtoguluki kanhoiutk lalho. Jali hlu una tsiukliu lahtokhankuta nukhyagahput. Yukhuk nukkamak unangin nakanlaiskauni. Nukkak päivungashani, esminik tauvam tsakfirut kaminik pehkau. Toika unangmiimi nukkakamin ruksun pikkain. Jali su, awai, kanhtok tamkasayuli food stampan. Kani hankutamakut kingumtni yulrit. Mattumakka. Ukutai paimtan nukkain gangli chaumalrit. Hankuta nutam nukput awak nayagluni manna nunam nasput. Nangang kastigattat may nasunait kapperam. Taumag lit nao yunaksako chi ayag nirlu chi manna kasaktam nukki. Yakfakanin uluku manna nukper. Piskunihuyuk. Una aplashot tammani kaigluteng tukuyuhpuknateng. Angu yakun huktagam tukuuskahteng tingruklashot amak. Awai ukut nasunritat tsiuksima angu manushomukhtki akkut kanrit. Tammak katakaumalrit pehkanguaki chali uumilamta ukut. Mallok silloin nasun rilnuk tiulerin rakkanik kaftinna, sitä mahtaa kutkanik kannahkatta tiuksiitu. Tavam nasu jäkoh näyksyku pitsakseku man kannotka. Ilu mun mannan reahput, makuunun su mikillingonun mai. Awai kalagot kay tang tang haksakuna aling chitagot 1991. Huing umyo kapag taksait kapag taktaw magkasating rata. Watan su. Imo magnunni na tangukutilan ka ayag kingoksin ka chalishutin ka nunalikht ka nunanasun ngilamiyo. Ikanari suhukunun nautakkaunat. Awan imihok kingokfarani kaisun pikatahtat nangusnginakalutang ka. Kiuksaitakakhinga Kwatnum yocht klama, man nanuna awak nayagluni, kwan kutnun, chiu lem tapilasha, wi tok kaulunisu, ungu wasamtni kwan kutanasam, kingu leram tnunsu, makunun, chalit pimmah kauluni atoah kauluku yuppam yum. Ernäminen tamanani kotaksun näitä. Pinkhtsikot. Saitavu mukut kassat piityt. Katsi. Nauhuntoni piikkalitin. Chakun. Nok chankhtut maa ja vaikan otkisissu fuutstämpät. Pinnäilyt kahpatsiuhun kingulerni joogaatsi. Hun patsheim. Taumgmanna nukkakan juppehtar nukkak. Pili ja rasu liisuku. Spti liitin jaksuku. Hun kutmukaulu kahkahtuku. Nangaht lahtorjuk. Smuknuk ukut family taulu kaklit. Juukungaukut manna nukkak chattairusvänun. Ungu wakasam. Piit na kiitahkaun ilu kaplagat. Manna katshah tak chiumuk chat tayo tahkaw manna nunam kainga makkah tayo tsakanga. Kingu magtagum tamana ah kunun tagum kinguk farni tama kunun tut tahkaw chenutan mo umyok kilaw. Yan katok. Kannas ketam koyana
mumi
it's Joe DiMandel senior from Tuluksec he at the beginning he he listened to the previous speakers, and he indicated that they were mainly covering the past and our traditional whatever has to be covered as far as the tradition, tradition of our people, and the way of life of the Yupiks that reside in this area. He started out with, he would like to use a story of a man he've seen, or he actually seen in his, when he born in Akiak. And this individual was an old man that he have seen, and he could not actually tell the age of a man because looking at by looking at him he was actually a real old man, but this man that he briefly talked about was was named this individual was named down passed the name was passed down to one of the people that is actually present during this meeting. And this individual that he talked about was trained to be a warrior, to be involved in the warfares of our people until such time that he was actually considered to be a Nukalpak. and the individual he talked about was actually involved in a warfare recently. That was how many generations ahead. And he also mentioned that those individuals that testified had ancestors, and those ancestors had always had ancestors way before him, way back to whatever we can classify it as. He also mentioned that he had a grandma who used to teach him of the way of life, how to subsist, how to appreciate the land, and so forth, that go along with our way of life. And our people have a law that to require that a person gather whatever food, fish, or whatever he needs when they're available. And that has always been passed down through generations. He considers food stamp program as a means to destroy our people, used as a tool by the government, the federal government. And he recommends that the people here no longer depend on the white man, the white man's food, their store-bought food. And he mentioned that our ancestors did not like to die from hunger, but they actually would like to die in a war. He mentions that he doesn't look at 1991 as the date 1991 does not scare him, or does not move anything as far as his mental, as far as he's concerned. But he have seen his fellow colleagues, the younger generation, looking at the 1991 issue as some of the individuals have, as a date that they pretty much do not like to mention, or do not rather not deal with. And he mentioned that the land that our forefathers have passed down will always be here for our future generation. And the only thing that he sees as a Western society propaganda is they're trying to find a means to actually make our people believe that the land was actually taken, and even though the land will always be here for the use and enjoyment by our people. And he mentioned that we will always be Yupiks as long as our native foods are here. And he prophesied that there might be a famine in the future and foresees that the store-bought foods that are bought by the dominant society will be gone before our foods are gone. That's basically his statement. Charlie.
Well, thank you, Mr. DeMantle. The next name on the list is Lillian S. Leah Payabas. I knew I'd get it wrong.
Lillian Leaban from Markiak. First of all, I would like to know why in the God's name did these people sign the ANCSA bill while we didn't know at home, while the young men were overseas fighting. They didn't know, we didn't know. I would like to ask you, who voted for ANCSA? Raise your hand if you, one of you voted for ANCSA bill. Raise your hand. I would like to see people that voted for ANCSA. Raise your hand. You see that? I myself ain't gonna raise my hand because I didn't vote for ANCSA bill. It is very, was and is illegal. In other words, unconstitutional. Because we the people of Alaska didn't vote for that ANCSA bill. You go down, up and down the Kuskokwim here and gather all the people and invite them and ask them who voted for ANCSA bill, 1971. So help me God, there ain't gonna be no 10 people raising their hand. There was only one that was representing us and we didn't know about it. Where we didn't make the Constitution, your forefathers did, Mr. Berger. We didn't make the Constitution. We the people, for the people, by the people. That's why this ANCSA bill is very unconstitutional. And so help me God, it is true. And God knows it and I know it. And it is hurting us. It's hurting me. Like Mr. Jerry Ivan stated, that he has two children that are not enrolled. I myself have two children that are not enrolled. They're like outcasts to me. Okay, why in the world didn't the people like yourself or somebody that started this ANCSA or thought of it, go to villages and ask them and review it and, you know, testify like we're doing now before they put it into a bill? Why? One morning somebody came into the house and asked and told me that I had to go up there to an armory and go fill out and enroll for allotment. I'm not very old, so help me God, I'm not old, but I had a grandma that used to tell me, Lillian, he used to state it me in Eskimo, in my Eskimo name, anywhere in Alaska, you step on the ground, it's your land. It's my land, it's the Alaskan's land. Anywhere in Alaska, she didn't know how big Alaska was. And then somebody came in and told me, Lillian, you got to go fill out an allotment. What's this? Allotment? I thought, I own this Alaska. This is my land. Why get me allotment, 160 acres? What's 160 acres? That's a lot, maybe to you, but not to me. So, I'm going to repeat it again. If I had the power, I'd demolish ANCSA or rewrite the, and a couple of times one of the guys threw me that booklet. Why don't you read that, Lillian? Why should I read it? I didn't vote for it. And somewhere back when I was in school, he mentioned about history. I've heard that United States was going to buy Alaska, they had some kind of a little agreement. The Russians told the United States, you buy this land, it's going to include with the people. You leave the people alone. There was some kind of agreement. I've never seen it. There was some kind of agreement between Russia and United States. You leave these people alone and leave them on their land. Leave them the way they are, and I'll sell you this land to you. So did United States follow up on their little agreement between Russia and the United States? No. How many times are we going to be bought? How many times is the soil going to be bought from us? 1991, it's going to be bought again, or beyond 1991. The people that made the ANCSA bill didn't follow up the Constitution. We didn't make the Constitution. Your forefathers did. And it's hurting us. Mr. Berger, do you have a family? Do you have a home? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's like me writing a bylaws and regulations and bringing them to your home. Okay, you take that little booklet and read it, and there's going to be some things you don't like. That's the same damn thing we feel here about this ANCSA bill. Demolish it. Do something with it. Rewrite it. We didn't vote for it. One of the puppets did. Did it for, he messed it up for me and my children and these people's children and their grandchildren. And why not in the ANCSA bill, why not put it like, after being one-fourth of an Indian, after that, you cannot be enrolled. Why not do that? After 1971, you cannot enroll your child. What kind of baloney is that? I mean, I can't eat that. I can't swallow it. That spit it out. I went across in some book that the Constitution of the United States was the highest law. Just like the Bible is the highest law. But some lawmakers didn't follow up on that Constitution. I am giving you something to think about when you lay down tonight. If I bought, it's like me bringing an ANCSA to your home. You sure wouldn't like what I write in that regulations and bylaws for you to use by and go by. You wouldn't be quiet. You're gonna walk out the door, maybe look for me. Maybe by the time after I gave you that bylaws and regulations, I dropped that in front of your door. And then what you gonna do with that? You're gonna go someplace and yell and holler or ask for help. You'll say, I don't like this. I can't take this kind of, I can't. Somebody make this, I can't take it. It's the same damn thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I wonder if we could just ask David Case about what Mrs. Leoban said about the sale of Alaska by Russia to the USA. There is a provision in there, is there not, that the rights of the native people should be respected? Just a second.
Well, I've always considered that Article 3 of the 1867 Treaty of Cession, sometimes called the Treaty of Purchase, between the United States and Russia, dealt with and protected the rights of the Alaska Natives. And Article 3 describes the people then in what is now Alaska as being two groups. The inhabitants, that's the word of the article, who were Russian subjects, would become United States citizens or could return to Russia. And the other group were described as the uncivilized tribes. There's a question. I don't have it with me. No. Well, that's a good question. If we can get a copy of Bob Arnold's book that's in town, it is in that book.
I've read it too, and that's what it says.
But I don't know if you can believe two lawyers. I mean, sure, okay, that's fair enough.
Well, at any rate, the only point I wanted to make was that what you said about the sale of Alaska to the United States, you said to me, wasn't there a provision in there about respecting the rights of Alaska Natives? And I think Mr. Case is bearing out what you said and what I said. So
that provision, by the way, though, was pretty much ignored for 100 years.
We got down to the uncivilized, talked about inhabitants.
And uncivilized tribes. And the tribes were to be subject to the laws of the United States applicable to the aboriginal people of that country, of the United States. And it's often said that there is no treaty between the United States and the Alaska Natives. But it does seem to me that it is fair to say that there is a treaty that protects the rights of Alaska Natives, at least to the same extent that the rights of Aboriginal people were protected under the laws of the United States. There's maybe one other point to make. I don't know if you want to go on any further. And that is that any treaty that the United States signed with a another nation, a European nation, was not really a treaty that sold the United States the land. The United States only got the right to buy the land from the Aboriginal people. That is the effect of any of these treaties, including the Treaty of Cession, in my view, at least.
Well, thank you, Mr. Case. I'm in the hands of the meeting as far as translation goes. Clearly, when witnesses speak in Yupik, I wish to have it translated into English, not only so I will know what you are saying, but also so that it can be recorded and transcribed. I think statement was a very important one, and if you think it should be translated, please go ahead and
translate. Unakwa apiti hot nap tulra kwanguta kukaim kutwani chanangam bilak fut.
Kasaluk bet.
No, it's a right abuta. Chan what's a proper term? As biunak biya. Biunak kujibut magutwani umapit kshuita magutuka biunak kujibut. Matum khwani angu tum na wa kaf kuna ke bisri to nuqa pitang to to su um khwani David Kesam khwani una khwani kali ka khontak khwani kan rut khluku to at pitang khnilu ku khat khwani khuinga na kha ka manna a tamana pichilu ku niski kan khak man na kha ka khuinga tauna kali ka mi kan romal khat khwani Alaska khwani state Rasnam tun khmini anguyak tun khwani kalikat ni khwatna umi article 3 ami we tasuk tan khwani 1867 ami saina khulu ku treaty of ses nam atang khsaq gam seila lu ku mai kanut klarat una khwani tauna kalika khwani saina khuku khwani anguyak tun ku khwani rasakh khwani saina khuk Toani Juani Tunz, a Kalika Juani Saina Katas Humni Kalika Tani, Kanromale Nihuan Ugut Juani Yuhuani, Alaskam Juani Yuhuani, Juani Anguyatum Juani Tumak Kahuki Bishui Tamakut Juani Punakutaitun Juani Maliksukis Perkayaksuki Toisu Kanrut klugi tau ku tiu tuani huatun huan saita tiu meh kata sing tamatumun huani anguyak tun pinnitinin huani ayo kuchik titin stoa ku mahka. Kanrumalin huatun huani guchi klugi kanrut klugi rasin nat huatun huan pilutin. Maani Alaska mi wita yu kuning tau ku tuani wita kau lutin wasu kau tlutin nunamavut rasamun. I bite hook 20 Ukutuka, uncivilized tribe, uncivilized them Konguta. We're dying Nahogut. The Gam Saita, what in Kanrut Katni, Im Gugu 20 sites didn't want a Kalikahtan at a new rate. It's Kalikahtam Saita, Kalikatunayaga yielding with uncivilized them Pilarite. Sites didn't want a yun reeling with what in one governmental. Kalika kunca tamas kunca lekhiku. Tuhan kan rut kelarait magut kuan taring semne uncivilized. Uncivilized kuan guda. Kan rut kliki kuan ni. Ku maci ketuk tamav tangu yahtim kuan ni inkhkutin ay kucik tiutit nju. Tuhan isu ku kuan ni. Kuan ni unak kuan treat. Chali kangkalin.
US government tam huk nunakwani kibut nrita. Tawam kibutu ngari lukutamana Alaska miloni nunakwani. Tawatn kalika huk pima. Tawam huk Alaska ukhmini. Tamana kwani tawatn perkayak ni kwankuta kwani pina kujiput kwani. Perkayak ting kwani. Tali sumana ilang chifkna kupishot. State of shot. My just kisum tamana kwani tama. Magutwani piu na khujiputi lang chief kna gichali lan claim success piluku tamwani apiut khatama gutoi piu na khujiputwani angwertum qapeh na wurstakh kaf kna gipilhuyaqlini bilhuyaqlini luki dotn umwani kiwa la ingum khoni loyam qanrutta dotn piniluku lang chief na luyagu luki tamakutwani chat magutwani in khuitai khujixtutli bilhmkhniki
Well, thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much.
My
1918. Well, the question is, for the record, from Mr. Paul J. Ivan of Akiak, were the Eskimos or the Indians or the Aleuts present when the treaty of purchase was made between Russia and the United States of America? I think I can safely say that the answer is no, they were not there. And Mr. Case is nodding his head affirmatively. In fact, there are old photographs and paintings of that occasion, and there are Russians and Americans present, that is, representatives of the government of the United States of America, but no native persons.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you know the name of this Russian who he is? The one who sold that black car to America. I would like to know who is that. When I think of it, I want to know who is. That is why I want to know who he is now.
Well, the question is, who was the Russian that sold the Alaska to the Americans? It was the document was signed by representatives of the government of Russia, but pardon?
Say the name.
What's the name?
Edward de Stockel.
Edward de Stockel, but he wasn't selling it on his own behalf. He was signing for Russia, and we can safely say he's no longer with us and can't be called to account. I will get Mr. Case to spell it out. I think this. But
Yeah, I won't cook gas. I know some Russian name, Bill Red, what's his last name again?
The Stocker.
D-E. The
Stockel.
The Stockel? Ed was the Stockel, Lamptown Bishop, the Gramun, Angeloni, Sinuquani, Piluku, Dunsumita, the Gram, Russian government, Representative Lugutoni, sign out Chitla. Edward the Stocko, Stocko.
Well, the next person on the list that you gave me is Sophie Casali.
Sophie Casali.